The Finn Brothers, who are a broadly acoustic duo from New Zealand, but not a patch on the fourth best spoof acoustic duo from New Zealand, Flight of the Conchords, who we welcome back to the studio.
Well, hello, UK.
Hello. Welcome back. No one knows they've been before, but they did pop in before just to check everything was working. They've been across to do their show at the Gilded Balloon Lonely Nights. How did it go?
Not bad. Pretty good.
Right, yeah. Okay. We're going to try and fit in a couple of songs, so we better get straight into one, I guess. So,
right.
As I say, you're New Zealand's fourth most popular spoof
folk parody duo. And the folk parody duo charts, I don't know if you announce them on the air very often.
Yeah, regularly.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, you would recognise our name from...
Well, obviously, we're all on it in this room. So, okay, let's have a look. There you go, Flight of the Conchords with Business Time, which certainly got us revved up here in the studio. I say, such is the wheel 'em on, wheel 'em off nature of the Edinburgh Festival, so much going on. We've got about 2 minutes before you've got to do another song, before we've got to finish the show. So, what should we tell people? Tell us the gist of the show, if people want to come and see it, Lonely Nights. What's that all about?
Well, we're Folk Paradise, like we were saying before.
Is that very big in New Zealand, the folk parody market?
It's a real boom time for folk parody
in
New Zealand.
Yeah.
We're fourth, and just to paint the picture, number one's the Folky Boys. You'd know them,
obviously.
Yeah. Number two's Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Who like the German folk parody group?
Yeah, they parody German folk music, so that's really, you know, well, that's ripe for the parody, isn't it? We all love it when they, you know, when German folk gets parodied. We love it.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
They wear like the Lederhosen.
Okay, yeah. I think I've seen a poster of them.
Yeah,
yeah, really. That would be right.
Yeah.
It would be them. There aren't many people doing it.
No. And well, there are around our way. But anyway, go on.
Third is Like of the Conchords. We're Flight of the Conchords. And number three in the charts is a tribute group to us.
They wear wigs and they do our songs. They're just more popular than us.
How does that make you feel when the tribute band's more popular than you?
We're not really allowed to say. We've got the same management, so we don't really...
Oh, I see. Right, okay. How does this all mould itself into the show?
Well, the show is like just songs, and then we talk in between them. Which is like the banter part.
Pretty much like this, except without you there, but not that you're not welcome.
Right.
We would, you know, if you were in our group, of course we'd have you talking, but we're just talking like this basically, aren't we?
Yeah, this is pretty much like the show.
Right,
this
okay.
Has
that made you hugely successful and sort of, you know, when you're back in New Zealand, do you ride through the streets in an open-top bus and people sort of come out and pay homage?
I definitely ride in a bus.
Yeah. Right. You're nominated for the Perrier Award and one of the favourites to win it. How does that make you feel? I mean, do you go in for these cheap trophies or?
Last year's not. The trophy's really cool, but, you know.
It'll just be great because that water's quite expensive, so it'll be great to get a lot of it.
A free supply of water.
Yeah.
And also, this is Brett and Jermaine. Eliza, you may be interested to know that Brett is in Lord of the Rings. You're an elf, aren't you?
That's true. I was an elf in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elf.
You probably wouldn't see me,
elf.
But you might see me.
Well, did you have? Were you important enough to have a name?
Speaking of 49. Yeah, it's pretty important.
Right. I thought you were called Figwit.
Oh, that was a nickname.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. All right. Speaking of 49.
But if you pause Lord of the Rings, the first movie, at about in the Council of Elves scene.
It'd be good to know the time code, the exact sequence to do it.
Yeah, well, we'll have to find that out and put it out tomorrow.
It's about 2 or 3 seconds, and you just look to the right of the screen and put it on slow motion pause, and you'll see me there. Yeah, it's my big debut.
Isn't everyone in New Zealand in Lord of the Rings, though?
I'm not.
Apart from Jermaine, yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It's
a bit of a touchy topic, actually.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, Flight of the Conchords are on at the Gilded Balloon with Lonely Nights, and it's on every day at 10:15. But, you know, it's lovely talking to you, but we'll have to have the other song, or else we'll go over our time. That's Flight of the Conchords. Right, that's about it. In fact, we're over our time, so apologies to the news, but they're all good stuff and worth it. No, don't worry about it.